What we're talking about is late night, early morning, low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon. Kind of a low gust.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections, a Monday edition. It is the 20th day of February. It's great to have all of you listeners there with me today. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and we are coming in direct from France on this broadcast, going out to the world. As you all know, we are no longer a broadcast live, but we do put up a show almost every weekday that we can. I've been battling a terrible cold here, and so for this last weekend, my family has been coughing and not feeling so well. So we weren't going to do anything today, but I decided to try and spend a little time with you here today and just let you know a few things. We won't be having a guest, but I do want to talk about some of the research, some of the things that have been going on. First, my guest that I had last week, Michelle Renouf, Lady Michelle Renouf. Now, if you listened to that broadcast, you knew that I did not agree with Michelle's take on Mr. Le Pen, Jean-Marie Le Pen, and David Duke. And I think maybe it's time for me to clarify what my position is for these two gentlemen. And I use that word very loosely, ladies and gentlemen, because in both instances, these people have demonstrated repeatedly that they have no tolerance for any race other than their own. And that, to me, is aberrant in the extreme. I find anybody who is intolerant of races just because of their color, their creed, or their national origin to be offensive to me. Now, I will give her the benefit of the doubt, Lady Renouf. Maybe she does not know what Mr. Le Pen espouses, or maybe she has not heard the things Mr. Duke has said about blacks or has said about Hispanics. But I have heard them. I've listened to them. And in both of those men's cases, I soundly and roundly discredit all and repudiate all the things that they say in regards to race. And here's the sad thing. You know, had they been somebody who was promoting or purporting certain evidences that were factual, I would be more than happy to stand shoulder to shoulder with somebody who is doing this with fairness, with honesty, and not taking people based upon skin color. I mean, that's offensive, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. You know, I mean, so what? If you're somebody from a different race, all of a sudden you're dirt in these people's eyes. That's sickness. That is a sickness. And I think it's a mental illness. And I think people who believe that way are mentally ill. And I think if their words were to cause damage to somebody, there should be ways for them to remedy that, both legally and morally. It's just a crime, ladies and gentlemen, to incite people to hatred over people's races. I mean, and I think that our enemies use this, and in fact, most often, and more often than not, it is the Zionists themselves who are planting people in this movement to create racial strife and hatred. we have found over time that many, many of the neo-Nazis were actually Jewish crypto-Jews and crypto-Zionists. And that has been proven. So we also know here in France that there were a couple of incidences where they were desecrating cemeteries, Jewish cemeteries, and they caught the people doing it, and they happened to be Jewish. Surprise, surprise. So, in other words, this is one of the tactics they have used, and I'm not sure whether Mr. Le Pen works for these people or even Mr. Duke does. All I can tell you clearly is that when they have things negative to say about people mixing their races or whatever, I have to stand up against that stuff. Anyway, as for the other stuff that we've been doing, you know, so much has been exposed here, so many things, so many facts. David Pidcock's work was just exceptional. It was extraordinary. And I got to say, there are more parts to this puzzle. We're in the process of getting more of them out. And, you know, there are a lot more conspiracies out there. If you read William Cooper's work, you'll find out that Mr. Cooper had his finger on the truth. And they killed him for it. Yes, they did. They sent in a false reason to go into his house and shoot him dead. You know, that was the end of his story. But he, sadly for himself, had some documents. In fact, naval intelligence documents that proved much of what he was talking about. And what we do at the French Connection, we do research based on things that are already out there in circulation. And we're trying to bring the story together for you is what we're trying to do here. There's enough of the truth already available out there that basically what it needs to be done with it is it needs to be packaged into something that we can all comprehend, that we can all wrap our efforts around. And that's been the goal of my partner Eric Hufschmidt and myself for some time now. I mean, the facts have been out there. I mean, you know, even the kinds of facts that make it very clear that they wanted to use things like aliens and the rest of it and all of these UFO stuff. If you read Mr. Cooper, he lets it out pretty clearly that was just a tactic of disinformation that the government has been using, that this particular group within the government has been using. And we're all in a situation right now, ladies and gentlemen, where I would say without any question that UFOs do not exist by virtue of research that has been done by too many people to refute. Now, the people who believe it are either working for the government or they've been duped. Those are the only two choices. And the fact is that they are going to try and use this in some way. I am not exactly sure how or why, but they are. As for things such as, NASA. I think NASA was just a big, huge black hole to shove money for these people to use to build whatever infrastructure systems that they were trying to build. It was not to do what they claimed, going to the moon and all the rest of it. That was a hoax as well, I believe. And, you know, but we're not going to look into that here on the French Connection. But lots has been written about it. My partner's looked into it. Many have. And it's pretty clear that that stuff has so many holes in it, it would never hold a cup of water. And, you know, it's interesting that people out there are you know, vehemently and virulently fight for position when it comes to this kind of truth. But, you know, where are the astronauts? Why aren't they doing tours and talking about their experience? Well, we all know why. Anyway, so it's been a hoax. It's been a farce. All of this stuff. I mean, these people, our government has been taking advantage of us for generations. It's not my lifetime. It's started long before. And the influences these people have exerted have happened over generations. It is an end time for these folks. They are putting together their final plan. They are trying to put into motion all of their actions to bring about this final element, this third world war, this third conflagration. And if you don't get somebody involved around your life into these facts, bring them to this programming. Let them listen to the Friedman, to the Myron Fagan, to Reed Untermeyer, to listen to Christopher or listen to David Pidcock or Mohammed Rafik or just Eric and I in our work and the things we've put together, or Mr. Innes, the commander on the USS Liberty, or so many, even the CIA gentleman, well, Dave McMichael, even. All of these people, Ted Pike, David Shiler, so many, they all point to the same people. You need to bring people to the program. The numbers haven't grown substantially, guys. They really haven't. We're sitting, you know, below 10,000 right now, and that's certainly not going to work to save anything. If it's going to turn to every man for themselves, what's the point? I mean, if we're not going to get people to come and listen and find out and be informed and start expanding the facts that we know about all of these conspiracies, and they are, they're real conspiracies. They're not theories. They're real. And unless we can wrap our brains around them, I don't think we have any chance here. So it really is in your hands. What you do with it is going to make the difference. Not what Daryl Bradford Smith does with it, not what Eric Hufschmidt does with it. What you do. It's always been what you do that makes the difference. I mean, all I can do is dig up a guest here and there and try my best to put these facts out in front of you. But you've got to bring the listeners. And I know that's not the easiest thing in the world, especially with the resistance there is in the country, but I got to tell you something. If you want to tell your friends that Daryl Bradford Smith said the bird flu was going to come to the world back in April of last year, that might get them shaken a little bit. I knew this was coming. Now, do I think it was fabricated? I think it was probably something they put together. Probably. Do I have hard facts on it? Not yet. I don't. Not yet. No. But the fact is, it's devastating agricultural communities. They're using it as a fear tactic, and it is real. I mean, it's killing things. It really is. And will it make it into the human population? I can't say that, but I can certainly tell you that we've got something terrible on our horizon here. And I knew this stuff back in the beginning of April of last year. I've had it right on almost everything that I've declared over the months. If you want to listen back at my archives to know that, you'll know it. And my longtime listeners know it. So there we are. This is up to you. By the way, I want to thank those people who have donated recently. It has helped. I have now been able to pay two of the last 6 months of phone bills. And we're trying to work on the third. That being said, it's still small potatoes in the aggregate. It's not a large sum of money. We could still use your support. Eric's running a special from his book and video, book and DVD. And €10 or dollars of it goes to an account for the French Connection. Or you can just send money. And if if it's going to be a large sum of money, make it anonymous. I don't want your name on it. Make it anonymous. Do it because you want to save the country, but not because you want me to clap for you. Look, I mean, I've spent hundreds, even thousands of my own money. I've got equipment upstairs to run a broadcast with that cost $2,000 that I took out of my family to do this stuff. So, I mean, you know, if you're investing $100 or $150, I'm gonna be very grateful, but it doesn't require me to single you out. I don't want that to happen. I want this to be a grassroots thing from start to finish. And if you're feeling generous and you want to help in that way, please do. Please do. But don't put your name on it. You know, the true giving is when it comes anonymously, I think, anyway. But I am grateful for people that have stepped up and helped. I mean, we've got thousands of people. If all of you just sent a buck, we'd be in good shape. But sadly, that's not the case. Not all of you do step up. Anyway, bring more people and listen to these facts. And tomorrow, when I'm feeling a little better here, we're going to bring another guest on. I am going to get somebody to speak on another issue, maybe a lieutenant colonel from the British side of the ledger that can shed some light on some of these subjects. But just rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, the fight is on. If you can bring the people, I'll keep the guests coming. I'll keep the facts rolling, and we can make a difference.